Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host. And joining me this morning, James Caldwell. And he is, I guess he's the founder, CEO of the Music Education Group Incorporated. Good morning to you, James. How are you?
Good morning. I am wonderful. And I am the executive director
of the
Music Education Group.
So tell us about the Music Education Group.
So our organization was founded by Capitol Records executive Rick Ross.
Mm-hmm.
And we were founded really as a way to bring more music and film and digital media-based education to underserved communities in Georgia.
Mm-hmm. And that's it, right?
Yes. I mean, that's just the bottom line. You know, with the first programs that we know that are always to go, are those involving the arts.
Yeah.
But we do know, as people in the industry, that the arts really saves a lot of young people's lives.
Mm-hmm.
The arts provides, you know, just really great, phenomenal learning opportunities for our young people. And so we just wanted to make sure that as budgets continue to contract, that our young people still had the same opportunity to be exposed to career options in music, film, and digital media. And there, so our mission really is to teach life skills development through music, film, and digital media.
And, you know, it's so true. You think about the creativity and how you feel when you're creating. I know how I feel when I'm creating. It's like nothing else. And, you know, when they began to take music out, you know, band instruments, because I grew up in band. That was creativity for me.
Elementary school,
yes.
Middle school, high school, and even at Winston-Salem State University
and college.
In North Carolina, I marched in the band.
That's right.
And it's priceless,
mm-hmm.
priceless experience. I can honestly say I went to every HBCU on the East Coast in my time marching in Winston-Salem State's band.
That's phenomenal. That's phenomenal. But to think about, had you not had that experience, that's and what I told my kids, I said, band was like the best time of my high school, middle school, elementary school time. It was phenomenal.
Yes, it was. And I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world.
Me either.
And we know that, again, you know, people have so many different learning styles.
Mm-hmm.
People have so many different passions. We just want to make sure that as the state of Georgia has put their flag in the ground, that we are going to be the production hub of the United
exactly.
States.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Meaning music, meaning film, meaning mm-hmm. digital. Meaning that they are even putting tax incentives in place to support those industries,
exactly.
We have to make sure that we've got an educated workforce
mm-hmm.
that's highly skilled and understands, you know, the industry, understands that music is, in fact, economic development,
mm-hmm.
understands that, you know, if you throw a concert, you're not just putting on a concert, but the people who are coming to that concert will buy hotels. The people who are coming to that
exactly.
concert will spend money on food mm-hmm. and restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And so each of those dollars really trickles down to add more dollars to our local economy.
Exactly. And you know, the other part is that they're building all of these film houses and they don't have people with the skills to do the work that
mm-hmm.
they need. So they're bringing in people into a city as large as Atlanta is to actually do these jobs. And we've got to get our kids exposed. When you look at how much it costs to go to college, to do some of this stuff,
mm-hmm.
unbelievable. And our kids don't have access to some of that.
Yes. And you know what? We have some really great and inexpensive training programs
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That the state is pushing forward now. And, you know, we just fortunately, in working with the legislature, were able to pass new tax incentives for the music industry.
Yes.
And they go into effect next January.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, are we exposing our young people to these cool opportunities? It's not enough to be able to say, okay, you know, we are the third in the United States in film production.
Right.
We've got to make sure that we are training our young people
mm-hmm.
so that they understand how they can be a part of this new digital economy
as we kind of
figure it out for ourselves, you know?
Well, they're trying to figure it out
fun,
because
and it's wonderful. Our young people are hungry. We know that they love music. We know they love film. We know they love gaming. But do they understand the hundreds, right, hundreds of career options that are available to them, other than the rapper, the actor,
the ones that you see you know, on stage,
maybe even the director, because they do know director via Tyler, but they only know Tyler Perry.
Right, right. It's so true. Yeah. It's so true. And so we do have to teach them the, like you said, thousands of jobs that are behind the scenes that are really money makers as well. You can make money. And that can be a great career for you. So that's awesome. How do you do that throughout the year in the program?
Yep. Okay, so we are fortunate to be vendors for the city of Atlanta for the last 3 years. And in that capacity, we actually teach programs in their recreation centers. And so we focus specifically on teens, 13 to 18. And depending on what the center has to offer, meaning if they've got a computer lab or whatnot, we customize our programs to fit those needs. And those programs can last anywhere from a really cool one-day event where we'll bring a special guest in to 8 to 10 weeks in programs, one called the More to Music Initiative, in which we take them just through a really battery of sessions which focus on the business side of the music industry while they write and record a song.
That's great. That's great.
So it just really depends on what the facility has to offer from a hands-on perspective, and we can go in and customize a program from that aspect.
Yep.
Now, for the longest time, our organization was recognized really as, this is a baby of Rick Ross. He's a longtime Capitol Records executive. And so anytime you would hear Mary J. Blige went to this school or Tyrese went to that school, that's kind of how we started and were originally recognized. We would bring people to your school for a day where they would kind of really talk with the kids about their careers, the skill sets they use, what it takes to be successful in the industry. But over the last couple of years, we've transitioned to be much more programmatic in that, our programs are more hands-on. The cool thing about them is that all of our programs are facilitated by working professionals. And so if we're talking songwriting, then we're going to bring in some really great songwriters, Grammy winners, and so forth. Mm-hmm. If we're talking music production, then we're naturally going to bring in any number of really great engineers. We're partnered with pretty much every recording studio in the city, from Patchworks to 12 on to, Tree Sounds. And so we have such a wealth of creative talent in our state. And they are all willing. I mean, anytime we call them, they're just, hey, what do I need to do? And when do you need me to be there? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think that really is the strength of our programming, is that our young people learn from working professionals. You know, one of the cool things about my job is I tell people all the time, I meet folks every day with some really cool jobs. Mm-hmm. you know how it is. You're like, well, you get paid to do that?
Right. That looks like fun.
Man, why didn't I think of something like that, some years ago? Or, wow, I wish I would have thought of doing that. Mm-hmm. And they're all always willing and eager to come in and talk with our young people and talk to them about, the pitfalls of the music industry, how you find your passion and your purpose and go about, really just creating really great things. And then finally, the importance of owning everything that you create legally.
Yes, yes.
Legally,
exactly.
Owning everything that you create.
Mm-hmm.
But we have such a wealth of talent here in our state, and we want to continue to grow that. And we can't do that unless we start with our young people. And, the programs aren't designed necessarily to make our young people experts at that time.
Right.
They really are designed to just expose them to what these careers are, what skill sets are necessary, and then hopefully guide them to finding the least expensive way to gather that skill.
Yeah, I think you're seed planners, because you're planting seeds for these kids that will carry them.
They're all eager and just wonderful young people.
Also, with them being digital natives, the digital media, everything digital, they love that. And they find out that they're smarter than they thought they were as they get involved in those different areas.
Yes. And, you know, again, we've just got to, as adults and as the music community and creative community, make sure that we are exposing these young people to different options, mm-hmm. rather, again, than the final product that they see. People like myself, people like yourself, people like Rick, mm-hmm. we see artists come and go. I mean, can you count on all your hands
no.
and feet the number of artists you've seen no. come and go just in the last 2 years?
Right, that I've touched. Right.
Who were hot and the next big thing.
Yeah.
And now they, you know, quite honestly, can't even get in the club for you know. You know how
it's
it
fast.
Goes.
It's fast. Yeah. It's always moving.
Mm-hmm. But if they had taken the time to learn the business side of the industry
mm-hmm.
first,
mm-hmm.
they would have been in a much more powerful position for the rest of their lives.
Exactly.
They would have understood that the piece of work that I'm creating today is mine for my lifetime, plus 70 years after I've died. You know,
wow.
if you're a songwriter, then you're going to understand that this is my 401k plan.
Mm-hmm.
I can write a song that literally I can hand down to my grandchildren, and they can receive income from that for the rest of their lives,
mm-hmm.
plus 70 years after they've gone. And then they can send it on down to their next generation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just about making sure that we have got a much stronger, much more informed group of young creatives coming up. And, you know, again, we feel that's our mission. It's one of our passions. And, you know, we work it and live it every day.
Well, as a part of your spring program, you are holding a 1 day lock-in. It's for girls only. And yeah, 50 young women, 15 to 18, and Women, Technology, and the Future. Tell us about this lock-in.
So the program Women, Technology, and the Future is created by the girls at Dunbar Recreation Center. We do a lot of programs at Dunbar Recreation Center in Mechanicsville. And our girls have, for the last 2 years, been just on us to do something special just for girls. And so this is really their brainchild. This is their opportunity to expose other girls in their community to the same kinds of cool opportunities that they have been exposed to. They have, over the years, written 4 songs. They've gone to numerous recording studios, met any number of artists. Okay, and so our girls wanted to create a program that would expose other teen girls in their community to the same kinds of really cool programs that they have gone through over the last 2 years. They've had the opportunity to meet artists, record songs, go to different recording studios, and really just meet with some phenomenal people in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we've got, 1 day of just fun and creativity. We've got some of Atlanta's best creatives coming in. They're going to go through a series of sessions, and at the end of the day, they will all create a product, either record a song, make a digital product, and so forth. And so, you know, it's really hands-on, it's really project-based, but it's going to be a fun day of pampering for our girls.
All
and,
right.
And so we're looking for 50 girls to participate.
Mm-hmm.
If folks are looking for additional information, they can simply go to our website at www.themeg.org
mm-hmm.
and just kind of scroll down and hit our information section, and we'll get them all the details. It's free. And that it's Mother's Day weekend, we've partnered with the Center for Black Women's Wellness,
mm-hmm.
and so they're going to be doing a pampering for the moms who come out.
Oh,
so
great.
If moms want to bring their daughters and hang out for the day with them, it's wonderful because we've got some cool, fun stuff for them to do as well while they're on site.
So that is May 13th on a Saturday, Dunbar Recreation
mm-hmm.
Center, 477 Windsor Street, Atlanta. And it starts at 11 o'clock, 11 a.m. till 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
We've got food, fun, creativity, and really, again, some of the absolute best females in music, film, and digital media in the state.
That's awesome.
Rika G, who is a phenomenal poet from Georgia Tech.
Mm-hmm.
John Sear, who is the new head of TuneCore here in Atlanta. ton of really great qualified attorneys, Lee Morin, who is a great attorney here in the city. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, you know what, it's again going to be just a really fun day for girls who are interested in learning about music, film, and digital media and how it affects women and the future.
Ah, that is phenomenal. You can go to themeg.org for more information. Again, it's Saturday, May 13th, 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. James, thank you so much for joining us. James Caldwell, Executive Director of the Music Education Group Incorporated.
Thank you so much for having us, and thank you for everything that you do in support of our community. We could not make it without you. You are just phenomenal, Ms. Black.
My pleasure.
We love you very much.
My pleasure.